guys, Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company, Bomb Socks, to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So today I'm going to share with you a couple favorite verses I have from the book of Joshua and kind of conclude some of these thoughts that we've talked about. Now remember, the book of Joshua is all about getting the children of Israel finally into this promised land, this land of promise that happened from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and passed on. They're finally going to get in there. One of the best pieces of advice that Joshua gives to the people is back in chapter 3, verse number 5, and I have always loved this verse. Joshua said unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Now, I want to pause on that for a second. There's a great video. Many of you are familiar with this one. I love this. It's an old quote-unquote Mormon message that was given by Elder Holland. Wonderful story that kind of ties this idea together.
Go! Get hot!
On the afternoon of Wednesday, September 30th, 1998, a little league football team in Inkham, Idaho was out on the field for its midweek practice, and it began to rain lightly. But that was of no concern to a group of boys who loved playing football. Suddenly, seemingly out of nowhere, an absolutely deafening crack of thunder split the air, inseparable from the flash of lightning that illuminated, literally electrified, the entire scene. Instinctively, they started running for the concrete pavilion adjacent to the park. Some of the boys began to cry. Many of them fell to their knees and began to pray. Through it all, A.J. Edwards lay motionless on the field. Brother David Johnson rushed to the player's side. He shouted to coach and fellow ward member Rex Schaefer, "I can't get a pulse. He's in cardiac arrest." These two men, rather miraculously both emergency medical technicians, started a life against death effort in CPR. Cradling AJ's head as the men worked was the young defensive coach of the team, 18-year-old Bryce Reynolds. As he watched Brother Johnson and Brother Schaefer urgently applying CPR, he had an impression. I am confident it was a revelation from heaven in every sense of the word. As he held this young deacon in his arms, he realized that for the first time in his life, he needed to use his newly conferred Melchizedek priesthood. Young Bryce Reynolds had been ordained an elder just 39 days earlier. Whether he audibly spoke the words or only uttered them under his breath, Elder Reynolds said, "A.J. Edwards, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power and authority of the Melchizedek priesthood which I hold, I bless you that you will be okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen." As Bryce Reynolds closed that brief but fervent blessing, offered in the language of an 18-year-old, A.J. Edwards drew his first renewed breath. Now, not every prayer is answered so immediately, and not every priesthood declaration can command the renewal or the sustaining of life. Sometimes the will of God is otherwise. But young men, you will learn, if you have not already, that in frightening, even perilous moments, your faith and your priesthood will demand the very best of you and the best you can call down from heaven. You must be ready and worthy to act. That is why the Lord repeatedly says in the scriptures, "Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." Brethren, the day may come. Indeed, I am certain it will come when, in an unexpected circumstance or a time of critical need, lightning will strike, so to speak, and the future will be in your hands. Brethren, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
That is one of my favorite stories. Just this idea of you just don't know what the Lord has in store for you tomorrow. And so this principle here that is implied is if the Lord is going to do wonders among you tomorrow, then what you do is you sanctify yourself today. That really brings the importance to the todays of our lives, which leads me to the second verse. It's probably the most often quoted verse of Scripture in the book of Joshua, probably in the entire Old Testament. Now, this is Joshua 24:15. This is one of those you see on the refrigerator magnets. You see it vinyl lettered. It's one of those great verses where you see, in fact, just Google searching this, you see the number of things that pop up with this. You're familiar with the phrase, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, I love that verse in Joshua 24. Problem is, that's not the whole verse. There's actually a little bit more to it. There's a little bit of context before it and after it that I really think adds even more value to just having this as a cool refrigerator verse or a cool vinyl letter thing. So if you start in Joshua 24, I want you to start in verse 13, where Joshua says, "I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, cities for which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and the olive yards which ye planted not, you do eat." So there are things that you are being blessed with right now that you didn't start. We've seen that phrase before. "Now therefore, or fear the Lord," or reverence, as the footnote says, "and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." And then here's that verse. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell." This is that they've gotten into the promised land and they're trying to conquer these individuals. But here's Joshua. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a great, wonderful statement. "And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." And Joshua goes in and says, "Hey, look, you guys are struggling with this. You have struggled with this in the past, and you cannot serve God and still be serving the world like you have been." And you go down to verse 22, "And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve them. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore," Joshua says, "put away," said he, "the strange gods which are among you." I mentioned last week how there's this idea of new gods that keep popping up all over the place. "And incline your heart unto the Lord your God of Israel." I love that idea of incline. You lean towards the Lord God of Israel. "And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey." And at that point, Joshua makes a covenant with them, and they choose to serve the Lord. So I love that. It's a cool verse, but the whole purpose of it is if the Lord is going to do really good things with you tomorrow, then sanctify yourselves today. There's actually a couple great quotes that I think tie this idea together. One is back in 1983 from Marvin J. Ashton. He said, "Joshua reminds us of the importance of making decisions promptly, not tomorrow, not when we get ready, not when it's convenient, but this day, straightway. Choose whom ye will serve. He has invited us to come unto him, and the best time to enjoy his companionship is straightway," or immediately. One of the things my wife and I have taught our kids, and they know this, they've heard this a lot, is honestly, there are some decisions that you make once. You make it once in your life. You don't have to wait every single time, but choose today to make that decision. In fact, President Nelson, just in last conference, gave a wonderful example of that. He said, "Yes, we should learn from the past, and yes, we should prepare for the future, but only now can we do. Now is the time we can learn. Now is the time we can repent." So choose this day, and as you sanctify yourselves today, the Lord's going to do some amazing things with you tomorrow. But that decision has to be made today, and not just waiting to do it when it's convenient or when it's easy, but make that choice today, and the Lord will bless you. I know that is true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.